school scores this week. Charter schools a little bit higher than the rest. I know that there was some upticks.
Virtually every grade, 3 through 8, virtually every ethnic group. The only one that didn't improve was English language learners, as I remember, and that's the people who, kids who, English is not their first language. And that, I think, number one, a lot of them have gotten good enough to get out of it. They've learned English. My secretary, born in Washington Heights, Dominican parents, didn't speak any English. Melissa said she didn't speak a word of English when she was sent off to the first grade. And, you know, in school you just learn. And her English is better than mine. But her Spanish is a lot better than mine, too.
Really annoying. But that doesn't take a lot, does it?
It does not take a lot. But all of the schools improved. The charter schools, there's a reason why parents want to send their kids to charter schools. They operate under a different set of rules, and the principal, the management of the schools, can change things and reassign things and adapt to their students' needs a lot better than what you can do under the existing contract between the city and the United Federation of Teachers. And the results show it. And so I think the numbers are something like this year there were 12,000 places and we had 45,000 applicants. And if other people thought they had a chance, you know, there's probably there'd be a lot more demand. If I think a lot of parents that don't understand the difference, and if they did, they would be out there demanding their kids go to.
Back to what you said about leadership in Aurora and the like. And the fact that in education in New York City, we're lucky to be 50th on a list an international level. The charter school experiment proves that there is a better way to do this.
In
they
New
don't
York
all,
City,
they don't all work.
Not everyone works, and in parts of the country, they don't work at all. There's some parts of the country where the standards of who and what you can do with a charter are very different, and unless you have high standards and really vet those who want to start and run charter schools and then hold their feet to the fire, and if they don't work, close them, which we do here too, then they don't necessarily work. But in New York City, we clearly show if you run them the right way, yes, letting the principal allocate resources, set a curriculum.
The leader of that institution.
And customize it for the students that happen to be there.
Right.
That's the way any good. I mean, it's
a business.
There is no organization in the world, private, public, government, academic, no organization that works without good leadership. And the better the leadership, the better the results are. And you have to run these things for the students, not for the employees. You have big investments in the employees, and you want to have the best employees, and you want to pay them as well as you can, and give them the training and the management, all and the tools, all that sort of stuff. Certainly nothing wrong with that. And in fact, it doesn't work unless you do that. But you just have to have the flexibility to do that. The city contract does not allow that. And you can see the difficulties. You know, the union keeps protecting people who shouldn't be in the classroom, but they touch, have sex, whatever the case may be. This stuff is just, and it's embarrassing to the other teachers. They just, you know, you hear it from so many young teachers. I just don't understand, and I don't have any power. It's in the organization, but we've got to start focusing on that, working on evaluations. You've got to have real evaluations with real teeth. And some of these things, well, we'll evaluate, and the results will be used 2 years from now. It's unconscionable to wait 2 years and let all these kids have another year in school without a good education, because they never catch up.
The city is required to have an evaluative process with the teachers by January. What's your confidence?
Or
level
you
on that?
Don't get
$200 and some million.
Well, you know, we'd love to have the money, but the money isn't as important as having the best teachers in front of the
kids.
What's
your confidence level on this?
I have no idea. And we'll see. I mean, I'm always optimistic. But you cannot have a system that delays the results and delays the implementation of, you know, having numbers is fine, you got to do something with them, delays using those way down the road. And I just am not going to. We're in front of a court now. There was this arbitrator. It's inconceivable to me how the guy can sleep with himself. What he did to
the
30,000 kids, 24 schools, and there's just, this is part of the contract that, you know, the union contract that's been there. When some things work, it's some parts of the contract, oh, yes, fine, when it helps one side, but when it helps the city and the kids, oh, no, 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 that doesn't work. Hopefully this judge is a good judge, and hopefully she will...
Because one judge has already upheld the arbitrator. Right?
No, I don't think so. The argument that the arbitrator doesn't have the right to decide this is now before the first judge.
Okay. All right.
I believe that's the case.
All right, but back to the scores really fast here. The scores were up, as has been pointed out by you in the paper.
Yep.
But the scores themselves are disappointing. I mean, the fact that you have 60% of some kids who can't do grade work.
Well, part of the answer, John, is, though, what do you define as grade work? We have asked that they keep raising standards. Next year, they're going to raise the definition of where you should be. That if you have 10 and you go to 15, that's a 50% increase. If we define 8 as an acceptable level, okay. If we make 20 an acceptable level next year, you're nowhere near your 20, but you've still improved
50%. Is that what was done this year?
The standards, that was particularly last year. When they raised the cutoff point, the score, it's fascinating. Scores go up, but they raise the cutoff point. Everybody says, oh, look, a lot fewer people meet the cutoff point.
Well, that I understand.
I mean, the kids are working as hard as they can. The teachers, we have a great teachers, they're working as hard as they can. The parents are working as hard as they can. And then a handful of people who've never done anything in their lives probably and have never been happy with anything, they keep going and saying, oh, you see, you see, you see. We need more money.
No.
Is not the answer to everything here. We need the standards, and we need to hold people to standards.
State of New York.
And then we have to appreciate those people who work as hard as they can, and some don't mature or improve or whatever as fast as you'd like or as fast as others, or they improve or mature in different ways. And this, the bottom line is, it's we have minority kids who have not scored as well as the whites and Asians. Okay, but they are improving dramatically. We haven't gotten them to where we want to be. Of course we haven't, and we're going to have to keep working at that. But we want everybody to improve. The turnaround schools, some of these, I don't know what the right term is, but we've created these new schools. Yes, they aren't up to where the other good schools are, but they're a lot better than if we didn't do something. And remember, a teacher who in one of these schools has a group of kids who didn't get a good education for the last 2 or 3 years, that's why we closed the school, all of a sudden, what do you expect she or he to do? But if they're improving, that's going in the right direction.
On the dollars, the state of New York spends twice as much money on education per student than any other state in the country. It's amazing.
That is true. And the results are not that much better.
Yeah.
We are in New York City the poster child for what you do with a big city school system. But we, for all of the improvements, the requirements of the world, of industry, for education to get a good job, keep going up faster than even we're improving, and the rest of the country isn't improving at all, or anywhere near as much. And also, the competition from around the world. The public schools, or the equivalent of public schools throughout this world, are getting better and better, and America is falling behind further and further. And in a world where it's so global that everything's in competition, to say, well, I don't care about that, just my town. No, New York kid's job potential in your town depends on what happens on the other side of the globe. And our immigration policies make this even worse. The one part of American education that is still a standout, that is so far away from everybody else, it gives us enormous pride, and it's a big part of our economy, is higher education. And yet we're giving PhDs to people and then don't let them stay here. So they go overseas and they have to get a job. They go to work for another university over there. Those universities are starting to get better and better, and we're going to lose this. You see, in California, they just destroyed the whole public college system. It was the best in the world. And they've just defunded it, and it's falling apart. And the president goes, and he criticized a lot of these universities who keep investing, and they have big endowments, and they build a lot of buildings, and they hire a lot of great faculty. Yes, that's what that's all about, and you have to do that. And if you don't, you're going to lose the battle long term.